debates we've actually had might be of interest to any bets. We've had multiple people text in where their party would be. Put a roof on the Adelaide Oval party. Eddie Betts, good morning to you. Good
morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Ed. How are you going?
I'm very well this morning. Actually, I'm a bit tired. Didn't really get some sleep last night.
You were yawning a bit then.
Yeah, the Louis was up. He was having some bad dreams, having nightmares. So I had had to get up with him.
What, did Port win the flag or something?
I hope not.
I am just interested as a fellow dad. When your kids are having a night like that, do you ever say to your wife, I've got a game in 2 days. Can you do it? Do you have a division of labour where you sort of juggle things?
No, it's pretty ruthless in our household. there's no routine for Eddie. There's get up and put Louis to bed. Well, Louis's a dad's boy, so he doesn't want mum.
Oh, really?
When he's crying, he wants dad. So.
Yeah, right.
Dad's got to get up and convince him to go back to sleep.
Well, you can't get out of that then, mate.
Well, Eddie, you've played a bit of footy under the roof at what is it now?
Eddie Had
in Melbourne. What, do you like it, or are you sort of more of an open air man?
I like it when it's cold and rainy. Yeah. But even when it's sunny and the roof's open, it's still pretty hard to see because it goes from like this sunlight to shadows.
Yeah,
and,
it's terrible on TV.
Yeah, it's a bit annoying. So I like it when it's closed.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, like I said, when it's raining and cold, you always know you're going to get a dry game at Eddie Had.
Just another question, and this is going to sound a little strange, but for David's been, but if you're ever out there on the field and just gazing up at the cathedral across the road, do you look at the trees, perhaps they're in the background? Is your focus anything other than the football when you're there?
When
you're playing?
Yeah, I'm always focusing on football.
David seems to think people don't go along for the football. They go along and look at, the scenery and stuff.
I do actually have a glance of the crowd.
Because
they go a bit crazy when we're winning.
Actually, speaking of the Adelaide Oval, one of the best arguments against the roof there we've had thus far that David mentioned was, what do you do for cricket? I understand you caught up with Boof this morning, Darren Lehman.
Yes, downstairs. Had a little chat to Darren Lehman. He's a great guy. Just had a little talk, and he said, "How are you enjoying Adelaide?" And I said, "Yeah, we're enjoying it. My wife's still getting used to it, so we're loving it."
Yeah, how'd you go at cricket? You any good at cricket?
No, I played in a 2020 charity match back in Melbourne, or Bendigo, sorry.
Yeah.
And I swung at everything and missed, made four runs. So I'm not much of a cricketer. He said, "What position you're playing?" I said, "I'll catch. I'll be slips." That's how much I know about cricket.
Yeah, I reckon you'd be pretty handy as a slips field.
Yeah, well, I like watching it, but I just don't know the positions. I can't bowl, I can't bat.
It's funny, isn't it? Because backyard cricket. Trying to think, there haven't been many Indigenous. I can't think of any Indigenous cricketers.
No.
Well, the first Australian side that toured England was an all-Indigenous team, wasn't it?
Yes.
Dan Christian played for the Redbacks recently.
That's right. Was there a guy called Bulger who was an Indigenous bloke about 15 years ago? Last name Bulger? Eric Bulger? Darren Bulger?
Anyway. No, someone texted in. Someone will know. Hey, 1-9-13-95.
Will and I were just talking about how it feels like an eternity since the Crows last played. Because even though technically you had the break after the West Coast game, you've actually had more days off since you played North Melbourne, haven't you?
Yeah, it feels very long, actually. We had the break after the West Coast game, and then we played on a Thursday night, and we had the whole weekend off, so it's good for my body, and hopefully we can go again this week. Get the win.
The big talking point, I mean, it was a great win against North, but there was a bit of chat about the inaccuracy. Is that something that you've been practicing for this week, or did you just sort of go, it's just one of those things, we won't get too worked up about it?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, we don't go out there trying to kick points. But a few of them were rushed behind, so
it was pretty windy.
The conditions, too.
Yeah, it was like when the ball, especially down the city end where the scoreboard is, the breeze comes straight through there, and when you're dropping the ball to boot, the wind takes it and it flies everywhere. So I think it was 28 points. The most ever kicked in a game was 30. So we're two off. I kick four of them, so yeah, I've got to work on.
What's the most points you've ever kicked in a game?
I kicked five.
Did you?
I kicked five. I kicked 3 years ago. I was leading the cut on best and fairest, and last game against St Kilda, I kicked 5 points, and East Scotland beat me by 3 votes or 4 votes, and I kicked 5 points in the last game.
Of course,
myself.
Hey, just quickly, Ian at Morphavale's called in with an Indigenous cricketer. How are you, Ian?
G'day. Well, Jason Gillespie is.
Of course.
Yeah. He's an all-rounder too. He hit a century as well as a bowler.
A double century.
Against
Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
Yeah, good one, Ian. That's very silly of us not to have mentioned the Dizzy Gillespie.
Thanks, Sam.
Hey, Melbourne on Sunday, Ed, at the MCG. They're an unpredictable sort of a side, aren't they, Melbourne?
Yeah, well, you know, we can't really go out and take it lightly because, you know, a couple of years ago, Melbourne came out and beat us here at home. So we got to go over there and, you know, I think their strength is in their midfield. Mm. So if our midfield gets on top and get it forward to us, you know, hopefully we can kick some goals. So
Vince always seems to lift a bit for these games, doesn't he?
He does. And last time he kind of bashed up Danger.
He did, didn't he?
So
yeah.
We'll see who he gets this week. You know,
he'll get Sloaney, won't he?
Yeah, but Sloaney doesn't back down from anything. So, yeah.
Hard to tag those guys like Rory Sloane. They just get so much of their own.
And the thing is about our midfield, you know, everyone plays their role. So it's like our forward line. When someone's quiet, the other guys step up. So
how does it go internally when you come up against a guy who was a popular player at the club? You've been now a guy who's been a popular player at another club and you have to play against ex-teammates. Is there any extra nerves? Do you look forward to it? Is it a bit of fun? What's the emotion like?
It's a little bit of nerves and fun put together.
Yeah.
Like coming up against Carlton in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I've always thought, you know, I always want to play well against my old team and kick a few goals, and we give a little bit of chit chat on the field.
Who's your favourite ex teammate to play against?
It'll be Michael Jamieson.
Yeah.
He loved to talk crap a lot. but after the game, you apologise and we go, yeah, that's right. It's on field. That's right.
Do you get much treatment from the Carlton fans when you're over there playing against them?
No, not really. Like before the game,
I reckon they're probably just looking at you, or just wiping the tears out of their eyes.
Well, before the game, it's funny you say that because I was pretty close with the cheer squad, and I would go down and talk to them before the game, go up to them, and my first game against them, I was lining up in the square against Zach Toye, and they were going, Eddie. like chanting my name. I'm like, look at this. I don't think anyone else could get that, you know, chain teams and sit in the goal square and, you know, they chant your name.
I don't know if you saw the other night, but on Fox Footy, Bob Murphy was on, and they asked him about our interview a few weeks ago when you told that great story about Murph saying to you, I'm not your mate, Eddie. And they played...
Yeah,
they played the audio.
I saw that. Jack Rewalt stiffs you up, I think. Bob's normally doing the Rascals, and he was the Rascals. Yeah. Sorry, Bob, about that. I didn't think it would get that far, but I apologise, Bob. You're my mate anyway, Bob.
Well, Ed, before we let you go, have you got a fun fact for us today?
I do. Oh, let me just get that one up for you.
The 28 behinds being almost the record could have almost been your fun fact. Oh, I know. So it's like we've almost got a bonus fact.
Yeah.
This one would be the greatest rivalry in VFL AFL history continues Saturday night when Carlton plays Collingwood. So these two teams have played each other the most in the AFL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They played 252 games. The Blues have won 126 and Maggie's 122, and there've been four draws.
Oh, far out! That is so close.
It's amazing.
It? After that many games, especially when
equalisation's only been a thing in the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah, and just like for showdowns, they only played 40 times. The Crows and Port.
Yeah,
so they've played that many games.
No, exactly. It's phenomenal. That's like 12 years of football.
That's quite amazing.
Incredible.
Good stat, Eddie.
Good luck on the Sunday weekend too, mate. No, travelling really well, the club.
Neil Bolger. Neil Bolger, by the way. Thank you.
It was Michael. Was all right. He was an Indigenous
from
player.
The ACT, yeah.
He was, yeah, because he played in the Prime Minister's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good on you, Ed. We'll do it again next week.
Eddie Betts, thanks to Fairmont Homes. Their 50th birthday bash is on right now. Visit a display village to find out more. Let's check on traffic. Thanks to Dave Potter Honda.